إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, this morning when I woke up, I got the news of the passing away of Abdul Sattar Eidi, Rahmatullah Alayh, in Karachi. And so therefore I think it is important for us to remember him and remember his work as a means of a role model for the rest of mankind, but most importantly for the Muslims. So I thought, let me just read for you from Wikipedia what they say about his charity work. It says that he came to Karachi and then he found himself in a city without any resources. It's strange, if you find yourself in a place without resources, what do? You try to get something. But this man does the opposite. He decided to dedicate his life to aiding the poor. He himself has no resources, but he wants to dedicate his life to helping others without resources. Eidi Foundation was formed with an initial sum of 5,000 rupees, and this is Pakistan rupees. He was regarded as a guardian of the poor, and then he got donations and he expanded the organization. Since its inception, Eidi Foundation has rescued over 20,000 abandoned infants, rehabilitated over 50,000 orphans, and has trained over 40,000 nurses. This is in a period of 60 years. Do the sums. It also runs more than 330 welfare centers in rural and urban Pakistan, which operate food kitchens, rehabilitation homes, shelters for abandoned women and children, and clinics for the mentally handicapped. The Eidi Foundation runs the world's largest ambulance service, which includes the ambulance services of countries. Eidi Foundation's ambulance service is bigger than the ambulance service of India, of United States, of UK, or wherever. So that ambulance service is bigger than the ambulance service of countries. And operates free nursing homes, orphanages, clinics, women's shelters, rehab centers for drug addicts and mentally ill people. It has run relief operations in Africa, Middle East, the Caucasus region in Eastern Europe, and the United States, where it provided aid following the New Orleans hurricane of 2005. That's pretty interesting. I mean, Eidi Foundation as a private organization is giving aid to the US in 2005 in the New Orleans hurricane disaster. The interesting feature about his life was also the absolute simplicity of his life. Abdul Sattar Eidi and his foundation is not like our global NGOs, where people go around in Land Cruisers and a huge amount of the donations is spent on so-called administrative charges, which help to keep the NGO people in a style to which they have become accustomed. But in his case, was absolute simplicity of his life. In terms of his personal life, where he lived, how he lived, absolute simplicity and dedication. And the second big feature in his life was his, Allah knows the condition of anyone's heart, but from what we can see, his piety, his taqwa, his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His whole issue was, as I mentioned before, is based on tawakkul, on trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, Allah used him. And this is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you stand up and start working and you ask for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help comes. Now, obviously, he is a person, or he was a person who was a great role model, a person who demonstrated the goodness of Islam, not by lectures and bayans, but by actual action. And a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward him in keeping with his majesty and grace. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill his qabr with noor. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give sabr to his family. Obviously, somebody who has the du'as of Allah knows how many people. Imagine millions of people across the world making du'a for him. Now, the reason I'm saying this is because firstly, we are short of role models in modern times. This man was quite, in 2013, Huffington Post did an article and they said that he is without a doubt the biggest humanitarian living today in this world. So recognition is, I mean, he's got a lot of other awards and so on and so on. But my point there is not the recognition from the world. And the world will recognize you. Do something good, people recognize. That's not the issue. The issue is, how come there is only one Edi Foundation? That's my question. Why is there only one Edi Foundation? What happened to the rest of the 1.5 billion minus one Muslims? And that's basically a question. Why has this model not been replicated? So it is high time it is replicated. And that's something that I strongly recommend, that let us do it. Let us individually and collectively. And then again, in this case, when Abdul Sattar Edi founded this organization, and even till today, it's a work of an individual. He didn't join an organization, he didn't join any political party, he didn't do any of that. It's a work of an individual who decided to change society by actually doing something. So the big question is this, to say that why are there no other examples of this? And that's why I remind myself and you, when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be asked what happened. We will be asked, what did you do? And each one of us can do something within the scope of our own personal authority. One of the ways of copping out is to globalize the problem. To give you an example, if I ask you this question, I say, can you solve the problem of poverty in this country, in India? Or can you solve the problem of giving food to people? There are people in this country who are going to bed hungry. So can you solve that problem? The obvious answer is, no, I can't solve that problem because there is too many of them. No one has that kind of wealth, and so on and so on. So globalizing a problem seems to legitimize inaction. But supposing we redefine that problem and say, can I ensure that one person has food to eat before they go to bed? One meal. Can I give one meal to one person every day? Maybe the same person, maybe other people, but can I give one meal to one person every day? Now what's the answer? Easily, with absolutely no problem, right? So if each one of us does that, and then multiplier effect, we tell others, and we get them also to do it, then what happens? Your food problem is solved. Same thing, education. Can you give education? Can you make sure that everyone is literate? No, I can't do that. Too many illiterate people. I can't teach everybody. Can you pay for the education of one child? I'm not saying pay for their education in Gordonston or Dune School. I'm saying pay for their education. Any school, as long as it's a decent school, can you pay for the education of one child? Now what's the answer? Yes, very easy. And then what happens now? No more uneducated, no more illiterate people, because everyone got taken care of. So the issue here is not, we don't start looking at the size of Edi Foundation today. You look at that original decision. That's why when I was reading Wikipedia, this thing, I thought that what struck me was this. Here is this man who finds himself in Karachi without any money, without anything, and decides something which is the opposite of what any other person would say. You know, any other person would say, well, I need a job, I need this, I need to start a business, I have nothing. He says, no, I will help other people. And he didn't think, how will you help other people when you have nothing yourself? And this is where tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in. This is where the issue of a person's own self-confidence comes in, right? So very, very important for us to keep this in mind. I remind myself and you that results come from action. Umar sahab Palanpur rahmatullah alayh used to say, kaam karne se kaam hota hai. काम के बारे में बात करने से काम नहीं होता. इट्स अ वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट पॉइंट. सो ही सेड वर्क हैपन्स इफ यू वर्क. वर्क डजंट हैपन इफ यू टॉक अबाउट वर्किंग. हमें ये करना चाहिए, वो करना चाहिए, वो चाहिए सबको मालूम है, करना कर, हु इज गोइंग टू डू इट? दैट्स वाई इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर अस टू इंश्योर दैट वी टेक सम एक्शन. सो ईच वन ऑफ अस लेट अस डिसाइड दैट टुडे वी विल टेक सम एक्शन, वेदर इट्स एजुकेशन, वेदर इट्स फूड, वेदर इट्स हेल्पिंग समबडी. जस्ट गो टू वन ऑफ दिस हॉस्पिटल, आई मीन जस्ट इमेजिन इट, इज सो सैड. द टू प्लेसेस वेयर यू सी द मैक्सिमम नंबर ऑफ यू नो बुरखाज, एंड आई एम सेइंग बुरखाज बिकॉज दैट्स द आइडेंटिफिकेशन ऑफ द मुस्लिम. मेन यू जनरली डोंट नो वेदर दे आर मुस्लिम आर नॉट इफ यू लुक एट देम, बट द वुमेन यू नो बिकॉज दे वेयरिंग अ बुरखा और समथिंग. The two places where you see the maximum number of burqas are the restaurants in the night and hospitals in the day. Go to any hospital, it's full of Muslims. Go to any restaurant in the night, all the restaurant business in Hyderabad is running by because of Muslims eating out. Yeah? So go to any hospital, and I'm not saying do it only for Muslims. Whoever, just go there and say, find out and say which person here is unable to pay their bill. And I will pay it. Go pay it. I'm not saying go to these fancy corporate hospitals which are, you know, money-making machines. I'm saying go to government hospitals. So where the charge is not going to be some exorbitant thing. Go there and say, one person, that's all. And I'm not saying I'll come tomorrow. Today, is there someone who needs medical treatment? What is the bill? Whatever it is, I will pay it. Karana, let us do that. So decide whatever strikes your heart, whatever you think is your style. But do that today, which is help one person. Only one person, don't even do two. Just do one. And the second thing you do is talk to one other person in your circle, whether it's a family, friend, whoever, and persuade them to do this. I'm not saying force them, just tell them, this is what I am doing today. Why don't you also do it? Bas. We let him accept it, let him not accept it, doesn't matter. Your job is to convey it to one. So, do it for one and tell one. And then do this every day, inshallah. One, and you need not do the same thing every day. Do a different thing, but do something. Help somebody, one person, every day, and tell one person to help someone else every day. Not necessarily Muslim, whoever. Poverty has no religion, pain has no religion, suffering has no religion, hunger has no religion. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds all of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures all of them. The one who is worshipping him and the one who is worshipping a stone is being cured by Allah. The one who is worshipping Allah and the one who is worshipping a stone or worshipping another human being or worshipping something else is being fed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can feed them, What's your problem? What's my problem? Let us help people. That's it. Period. Khalas. Muslim, not Muslim is not a consideration in helping other people. This is not from Islam. Islam says help everybody. So let's do that. Inshallah. Ready? That is the way of appreciating the work of Abdul Sattar Idi. Rahmatullah Ali. Not simply standing and saying, oh, mashallah, mashallah. No, mashallah, mashallah. You do. If you really appreciate the man, if you really want good for him, and inshallah he will get good because he did good, then carry on his work, replicate his work globally. Let us do that, inshallah. Tayyar bhai, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.